Regional Conservation Partnerships and their diverse projects. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. A recent announcement demonstrates the diverse support and scope of USDA's Regional Conservation Partnership Program. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack issued the news about the latest round of RCPP award recipients.
84 projects being announced across the United States and all 50 states, $220 million.
And as the name of the program includes the word partnership, it should be noted that a wide range of partners are matching that USDA investment with $500 million total of their own. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service oversees RCPP and its affiliated projects. And the chief of NRCS, Jason Weller, recently explained at the annual meeting of the National Association of Conservation Districts the approach behind regional conservation partnerships.
We've got to build our partnership bigger. Yes, there's the core, but there is an exploding arena of NGOs, for-profit companies, utilities, other public units of government, churches, hospitals, they all want to be part of the solution. They want in on what we have. Instead of seeing them as competitors, we need to bring them in as collaborators.
Take, for example, Secretary Vilsack's visit to Fort Stewart, Georgia, where efforts to restore working forest habitats includes partnership with the U.S. military. A new three-state conservation partnership led by the Illinois Corn Growers Association focuses on best management practices involving precision agriculture. Meanwhile, several Midwest states are joining the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to improve working lands habitat for monarch butterfly populations. Secretary Vilsack says this latest round of RCPP funding adds to USDA investments from last year's initial awards, funding that totaled $370 million in 2015.
We've learned that a combination of conservation practices is more effective, and so we're encouraging that kind of combination of actions by encouraging partnerships.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.